Hi, I'm Darina, co-founder of OpenPhone. My dad is a business owner, and growing up, he always kept his ringtone super loud so he'd never miss a customer call. OpenPhone gives your team business phone numbers to call and text all in one shared workspace, and our AI agent answers 24/7 so you never miss a customer. Over 60,000 businesses use OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan in for Steiny. Goo here, holding us down on a Friday.
The stuff we talk about off air, boy.
Is it Willard that has the idea to have a show, like a reality television show called The Breaks?
It is, and I think our lives would change financially. Relationships might be tarnished.
As in we wouldn't have any?
No, we would have a surplus.
I don't know.
That's what sales now.
I don't know if people are ready.
Raw and uncut. Well shout out Tony Montana.
Yeah, he does the post game after his show, 9 to 10 every single Friday with Joe and Joe. And he comes in like a hurricane, man.
Yeah. Look, shout out Denzel.
I
was looking at his hair like, I don't know how to tell him you need what is going on.
Oh, I wasn't talking
and
about
then he
that.
Goes, I'm headed to the barber. I got risotto. Okay, yeah. Nothing to see here. I'm looking like I got to tell him what is good. He goes, I'm on my way to get a haircut, so we're fine. Barber cops are not after Bonte Hill.
No. No, he doesn't need to be called. He's not going Don King. That's not what he's doing.
B-note.
All right, we're getting you ready for the Giants of the Dodgers series. We got a lot of stuff coming up at the back end of the show that we want to get into. We got Gruber's guy coming up at 12:15 to talk some Dodgers, covers them down south in Southern California. So here's what I was thinking about yesterday. Who do you think that this series is bigger for? Number one, Giants or Dodgers? And then the second part of that question would be, which player on the Giants do you think it's biggest for?
Wow. You know what? The newly acquired Rafael Devers. If you are not going to sit down, and I know I've been fixated, and Risotto knows this, and you know it now, Evan. I've been fixated on the Fleming sound, the great day Fleming sound of, you know, he's just not healthy. And I'm just wondering, since we're past the halfway mark, Evan, I just had the thought, and I shared it with Steiny yesterday, at what point do you try and save said athlete from himself? Like, we know you're a gamer and John Wayne and the Gorilla Glue and the duct tape and all that. But, Evan, if you're not going to get any healthier, have we exhausted all possibilities? So, if you're going to be out there, I believe tonight is important, obviously, season not on the line, as these three games are. And who did we have on? Oh, Chris Rose came and joined us a couple days ago and said the Giants brought him in to hit the ball in the bay.
Yep.
You know, fair to say kind of hadn't happened a lot, but the bottom line is, if he could have a stellar series, something like 8-for-15 or, you know, something, a couple homers, maybe 6 RBIs, no homers, but just be that thumper and show the Dodgers, we got what you got surplus of with Freeman, Betts, and Ohtani and the like. So I would like Devers to kind of be that guy, to have a great series, and I think that would go a long way for just reminding everybody, not that they've forgotten me, but it's kind of been quiet on the set with Ralphie, and I don't know if it's injuries or whatnot, but, man, I would like to see him kind of lead the brigade.
No, I completely agree. I think this series is bigger for the Giants, and they're telling you that with how they're structuring their pitching staff. Yeah. And I do agree with you that it's the biggest series of Rafael Devers' Giants career. And I know he's only 22 games in, and he's got a lot of big games left, but I think that if Devers has a good series this weekend, it will erase all of the last couple of weeks of podcasts, of Red Sox sort of propaganda, if you want to call it that. All of this messy business that the reality television show that's been the Devers pre and post trade, that all goes away if he has a big series. I think that it's a massive series, not just for Devers to get going, but also to kind of just silence all the rest of this crap that's being said about him or that seems to revolve around him.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny, right? We don't hear him like, I'm just reaching for some names, so help me out. He's not as boisterous as a Draymond Green or Jimmy Butler or LeBron. And I think it hits different, Evan, when you kind of hear it from the horse's mouth. So, you know, Rafi could be listening to Evan and Goo right now. Like, what are they talking about? I ain't kicked up no dust. But, you know, when you talk about the Will Clark thing, wherever you sit on that and him, you know, where is he going to play if he's going to play a position? I would just like Evan to give the Giants a compliment and from this vantage point. Okay, he has not just been the thumper that they brought him in for as of yet, but the Giants are sitting five games back. They got off to a great start before life with Rafi Devers. So when I'm looking at the Giants five games at the break, you know, and I don't want to be negative, just let's say you lose two or three and you go in the break down seven games or so, like it's not over. They're sitting with Blake Snell, the Dodgers. I kind of hate that, just letting them thaw out like some hamburger meat.
They just got Glasnow back.
Man, so, you know, they're filthy rich in a lot of departments, but I got to say, it's not Ralphie or Bush yet, Evan, because they're still kind of winning games with him being, let's call it pedestrian, not bad, but I am waiting for him to, this explosion, since we just got past 4th of July, you know, to take this offense to another level.
Yeah, I'm also not buying the injury stuff. Like, he was playing this entire season hurt, and he was killing the baseball in Boston. Now, he might not be 100%, I believe that, but even he told the SF Chronicle the other day that that's more about his ability to run. Like, he's not going first to third. He's not going second to home. And please, Matt Williams, they have a chance. Do not send him this series. but like the bat is not something that's been hurt by it, in his own words. So I'm going to hold him to that standard. And so far, he's been a disappointment in his first 22 games. But again, I think everyone would forgive it if he has a big weekend in his first Dodger series. Remember, he was traded the last day they played the Dodgers in L.A.
Good call.
And that took over that game. I mean, I think the Giants nearly won.
I remember watching it. I was like, whoa.
They got their series win. In a way, it made the last game almost, like, I remember not even watching the game. I was just on Twitter. I was going through wondering, hey, like,
did this really happen?
Did this really happen? And the Giants only gave up Kyle Harrison, Jordan Hicks, and James like, that's all they gave up? My mind was on cloud nine, so I didn't care about that game. Now, these are games that I think they really do care about. Also, the Giants have played damn good baseball at Oracle Park. So I'm not saying that they should win this series, but I think a series victory would go a long way for the Giants as a team, the fan base, and specifically for Rafi Devers.
Yeah, no, I like that, E, and I'm right behind you. And basically, you know, it's like you looking at your phone, a text. It's a message that they could send to the Dodgers. We're not going anywhere. But I'll also say this, because you're not, Evan, but I would, if Rafi Devers goes 1-for-11 in the Giants sweep, I would take that for the team to be two games out going into the break, and we'll handle Ralphie when we, you know, hopefully he'll heat up, but nothing supersedes the team's goal. And right now you want to take it to the Dodgers. And Evan, on the flip side, I just hate that the Dodgers, I don't know if it's a bad omen that you're taking on a team that is this good, this lost six in a row, if the baseball gods are like, yeah, you caught them at the right time, because they're not losing seven. But we'll see. You got Logan Webb, who's been filthy.
Business owners know every missed call is money left on the table. For $15 a month, get a dedicated business number with OpenPhone. You can manage calls, assign conversations, send auto replies, and skip voicemail with OpenPhone's AI agent that captures leads 24/7. Join over 60,000 businesses using OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. They'll even port your existing numbers for free. openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls. No missed customers.
Knows how to pitch against the Dodgers, so I'm excited.
Yeah, dominated him last time.
But E, I do want to say this. Do you have a problem 94 games in? Because that's where the Giants are, 51-43. If I were to tell you the first half of the Giants season, to me, the most memorable thing that hasn't been on the field, it was the trade.
The most memorable part of their season?
Yeah, thus far. It was the trade for me, and the hope that, wow, I'm assuming it's going to manifest to take them to another plateau or two. that, and I don't think there's anything bad with that. You tell me what you think, but I think that's the number one thing when you talk about the 2025 San Francisco Giants season to me is the fact that Buster pulled off that trade early.
No, I think you're spot on. And actually, it's kind of funny. Like, we're talking about all-stars. Like, Devers would have been an all-star if he hadn't got traded so early because he was probably going to be the ALDH.
Now you get rest that we think you need.
Yeah, neither here nor there. But I think you're right. That trade has defined the season. And I think that how Devers performs from now until the end of the year is going to define how we remember that trade. So is that trade going to be one that helps elevate the Giants? Or is it one that we're going to look back and say, that was kind of disappointing? You know, the trade is the biggest thing that's happened to the San Francisco Giants since probably game 5 of the NLDS in 2021.
Nah,
I know that they fired their manager, they fired Farhan, but as far as positive things that have happened to the franchise, that's probably the biggest for me. You could argue Posey becoming the president, but I'm talking about players, like actual baseball. And to me, that's the one tangible thing that we can point to and say, this is where the team potentially changed. And to me, it's almost like an ADBC sort of deal, like post-Devers, pre-Devers, what are the Giants? And that's what's been a little disappointing for me so far is that they've been pretty much the same team. You know, they've been a borderline wildcard team. Right now, they're in third place by a game.
There we go.
Maybe a half game, yeah. I think, because the Padres won last night.
Beat the Diamondbacks.
But they haven't taken off yet. And that's what I'm anxious about. I think it's going to happen, but everyone wants it now, and I really understand why, and I just feel like this is right before the break, like a perfect opportunity for this to go down.
No doubt, and Evan, you got me fired up, and you are right, and I'm right behind you in regard to everything you're saying, and I was listening to Shasky and Spadoni, and they had a great bit about, you know, where are you at on said player in regard to, are you trust, I'm paraphrasing, or are you concerned, and the reason I'm bringing that up is outside of Devers, if you told me in regard to hitting, Evan, the one Giant, if your life was on the line, bases loaded, two outs, two strikes, who would you want at the dish? For me, it's Elliot Ramos, and it's not even close. And I'm asking you, do you have a problem with that? I know he's been cool here or late, but I just think all, you know, again, I'm not saying he's a gold glover, Evan, but he's definitely not bad in the field. But I just think I would like to see him at leadoff for the rest of the season. There's something moxie about Ramos that I like and I think will get better as this season progresses. But do you have a problem or feel like I'm putting too much on Ramos' praise in regard to him being that second best player for me outside of Devers?
I think you want him to be the second best player.
Mm.
But he's not. Yet.
14 bombs, 47 RBIs, 269.
Chapman's probably their second best player.
Right.
If not their best player, because he's an incredible defender. But Ramos could be that guy. I think that's why, you know, you look around like the Dodgers tonight.
I hate it.
Well,
go ahead.
But the Dodgers, even though they have a bunch of stars, they still have a couple of young talents. Like you might see Dalton Rushing in this series, who's their backup catcher, because Will Smith's an incredible player. But he's a young, highly touted catcher. Even someone like Andy Páez, who's been in the league for a couple years.
Páez, yeah, he can hit.
He's their Ramos.
Yeah.
But difference is, he doesn't have to carry a lineup. Mm. He can just be a part of it. But if you're asking me, like, life on the line, guy at the plate, bases loaded,
and Chapman, there's something about Ramos, like, he's a pit bull, and I'm not saying Chapman's not, but
Wilmer Flores.
Yeah.
That's like, seriously, if I'm trusting anybody on the Giants with an at-bat for my life, and I gotta get a hit and get that run in, it's Wilmer Flores.
Like, that doesn't make, like, Evan, that's your guy. I get you. And I'll be, you could, oh, Guru, you're being so sometimey and prisoner of the moment. Evan, a month and a half ago, that would have been my answer, like, Wilmer. But collectively, I just feel like guys have cooled off. But the essence of my question was just like, man, I don't know. And Ramos made the All-Star game last year. That was last year. We're talking this year, E. And, you know, I said he wasn't worthy of an all-star berth to get replaced, but there's just something about him I watch, and maybe it's because of his age, and I think he's going to be part of the next. So I'm not mad at Wilmer Flores, but there's just something, Evan, that I've been a little disappointed in this offense as a whole since the arrival of Ralphie, and I can't put my finger on it. I tried to call out Pat Burrell, but, you know, people in my ear were like, dude, I mean, he's a hidden coach. You got to go up there. It's on the players. And now I'm looking at Devers with all that he's accomplished in his career. I can't just say, oh, that's a Burrell problem, because we saw Ralphie in Boston earlier. He couldn't hit the side of a barn. And then he got hot and got out of it and looked like his normal self.
Yeah, no, after those first 19 at-bats that it looked like he swinging at a golf ball with a broomstick, I think he has like a 300 batting average. He had a 970 OPA. He was killing the ball in Boston. But you mentioned something about Ramos that I think is interesting. I think that he is like very, very much a fan favorite, and you're not alone that you love him,
right?
He's kind of magnetic. Like he's got something, and it is about his age and it is about his promise. But I'll say this: if there was a guy on the Giants, because we were talking about jerseys in the first segment,
yeah.
I don't really wear jerseys, but if I did, the guy who I would buy a jersey for right now on the Giants is Elliot Ramos.
Man,
I think he's the most. He's got this quiet charisma about him. Like Devers is quiet, and he speaks softly, carries a big stick sort of deal. But I don't know if he's necessarily charismatic. Like Adames is charismatic, but
I forgot Willie.
He's a free agent acquisition. Yeah. Chapman even. He's cool when he plays, but he doesn't strike me as that sort of, you know, I don't know, just energy.
Yeah.
That's not what I get. I get that from Ramos.
No doubt. And who was it, that big double that he got a couple weeks back, Evan? He hit a big double, bases loaded.
That was against the Padres.
Yeah, he was at second base. And just, like, you know, and again, everybody's wired differently. But I do wonder, that was a phenomenal point about the jersey. And I'm not mad. There's no wrong answer. But, Evan, I got to keep it real. I think now that Ralphie is a Giant and he's supposed to be your big bopper and he's going to be here for a while, you know, if you were to tell me, hey, from this day on, who do you think is going to sell more jerseys? And I know that's not what you're saying. I think it would be Devers just because of what he's accomplished before he even came to town, you know?
Yeah, but he's like the surefire best player. I don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, you know, when I was younger growing up, I got a Curry jersey. But the ones of the players that are kind of like, Ramos has the potential to be the man.
Yeah, no doubt.
In San Francisco. And I guess that's why I would invest in him now. Like, if I'm buying stock in a guy in the Giants, it's going to be Ramos on the position player side. You know, guys that are pitchers, there's nothing wrong with that. But it's funny, though, because Pasta, Steven Rizzotto, yeah. Our producer, was telling us that the top selling jerseys in Major League
Baseball.
This
shocked me.
Number one is Ohtani.
Is that since opening day.
Since opening day. So Ohtani.
No shocker there.
Acuna? Freeman was on the list.
Now, Freeman shocks me.
Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, I love Freddie, but that shocks me.
He's a Dodger. I mean, it's...
So, L.A.
It's kind of like Doncic having the number one selling jersey in the NBA. He's a Laker now. You know, LeBron's always going to be up there. Curry's obviously going to be up there. But, like, Tatum's always top five, and it's probably just because he's a Boston Celtic.
Mm-hmm.
Pasta, do you have the list in front of you as far as the top guys? So, we got
it now.
All right, so we got Ohtani, we got Freeman, and we got, was it Skeens?
So, it's Ohtani, Judge, Freeman is the top three.
Judge, that's okay. Right.
No Soto, huh? Oh, Juan.
Juan Soto is actually number six on this list.
Okay, so he's in there.
And I hate to dime you out, but when we were doing this before the show, you said, no Ramos?
Well, that was material. That was material. Like,
but would it shock you that he's not the highest selling jersey on the Giants?
That would shock me.
I think it's Jung-Hoo Lee, right?
So if we're not counting Devers, which we probably shouldn't, Jung-Hoo Lee is, and he's number 17.
And there's logistics to that, and I get it. And speaking of which, Evan, what are we doing there with him? How worried about Jung-Hoo Lee are you? I'm like, this is my fault. Nobody told me he was the next iteration of Ichiro, but a lefty, you know, leadoff hitter. I guess those were my expectations. But now I'm like, Evan, somebody tell him not to pull everything. It's okay to lay down the bunt. Go the other way. But speaking of him, I'm like, I'm wondering how big of a problem is this moving forward. Or him just kind of, do I dare snapping out of a subpar season at the plate?
He is a problem right now. Dude. In fact, I would argue that the only reason we don't talk more about his struggles at the plate, number one, because he's a really likable guy, but number two, because we're wondering what's going on with Devers. I think Devers and his lack of production
has been a deodorant for
Jung-Hoo Lee and Patrick Bailey. Mm. Now, Patrick Bailey had the moment the other night, which was incredible.
It'll never be forgotten.
But he's got as many home runs that have left the park as home runs that have stayed in the park.
So, with that said, I do wonder, and shout out to all the great defensive catchers in our lifetime, Johnny Bench, Gary Carter, rest in peace. Evan, if you're batting 188 and you continue to do so, and how far, like, that's got to hamper a team's ability to try to get to the promised land at some point. But I'm not sitting here telling you all offense is everything, because he's incredible defensively. But the baseball gods have a way of finding out, you know, when there's a rally going on or there's a runner on second with two outs, you don't just get to put your best player up, Evan. And when Bailey's up there outside of the other night, like, that's a problem.
Yeah, it's a big problem. It's one thing to hit 180 or 190.
What's the power?
It's another thing if you don't hit the ball very hard when you hit it. Man. Like, you can't be a singles hitter and hit 185. You could be a home run hitter. Like this guy, Cal Raleigh. He'll be in the home run derby.
Oh, my God. He's leading the league in homers. He hit a home run Sunday, Evan, at home. I don't know if the ball's landed.
Yeah, he's having, right now, the greatest first half of a catcher in the history of baseball in terms of hitting home runs. It's actually kind of not close. But he used to be a guy that would hit around 200. This year it's an anomaly. But
yeah.
Last couple
Kingman,
years,
I'm thinking, yeah.
Exactly. But he hit 30 home runs a year. Like, Patrick Bailey is a great catcher.
I hear you,
Ian. Defensively, he's a great catcher.
I hear you.
But you can't go up there and be an automatic three times a game.
Yeah. I do wonder how concerned Buster, not being his position, just how they are behind closed doors, even talking to Patrick, how concerned they are about that not turning around. Because you can't have that, and if Jung-Hoo Lee, and I'm being negative here, glass half empty, but if he doesn't turn it around, there's too many, like, just from a fan standpoint, Evan, non-confident guys at the plate, like, man, and you kind of got to wiggle around that, and that's kind of difficult when you got multiple guys like that.
But if it makes you feel better, the offense for the Dodgers, though, they got all these big names, and they got
Will Smith, you know,
checkbook championship coming their way, potentially. They've scored 10 runs in 6 games. So even the best hitting teams, or one of the best hitting teams, can also go through their struggles. Now, you hope that they don't do what the Phillies did on Wednesday.
No doubt.
Which was beat you to a pulp. Like the Giants got outscored by 10 runs in that series and still won. In a way, that's kind of story of their season. It doesn't really matter how many runs the other team scores in a single game. Like, I don't know about the Dodgers as much, but in a close game, and I don't know how people feel about this at 888-957-9570, is there another team that you've seen outside of the Giants that you trust more in a close situation? Like, the Giants do have a little bit of the clutch gene.
Oh, my gosh.
And I know they've played in the most one-run games in baseball, but that is kind of their superpower. Like, that's how they've been getting over on teams.
No, Evan, that is. And who's responsible? And I got to start at the top with Melvin all the way down, even though I want to criticize him sometimes for lack of emotion. But the bottom line, Evan, is they play torture baseball. So I feel like, in essence, what you're saying is, who's already prepared for playoff baseball like the Giants, when every game comes down to you got to dot your I's and cross your T's? And they just, it's so funny. Like, when do they have a laugher? It's very far and infrequent.
Well, I do think that this series this weekend is setting up to show us the Giants' potential playoff rotation. You have Webb going tonight. In a perfect world, Ray would throw game 2.
Yeah.
And I think Landon Roop, so far with what he's done, has made a great case to be your third playoff starter. Again, if a series started today. But I think it's a massive series. If you want to get into the conversation, 888-957-9570 is the number. What are your expectations for this series? We also got to get into some NBA news. I think the Warriors, I think they're sniffing something, Goo. There's something that's not adding up about this offseason so far. And a story dropped today that has me believing that I think something big might be coming. I could be wishful thinking, but I just there's like a funny bone like that's big. Being
Shout
tickled
out Tom
right
Hanks.
Now.
Yeah,
I'm hoping. All right, next week is our All-Star Week prize blowout, and we have some incredible things to give away. We got Warriors prize packs, we got Giants prize packs, we got a day pass to Outside Lands. Hopefully it's Saturday. Tyler, the Creator, is going to be on Saturday. 4 day passes to Aftershock and gift cards to the Valkyries merch store and Laughing Monk Brewing. You can listen at 7:30 to win, 12:30 to win, or 4:30 for your chance to win every single day. That's next week. Every single show, every single day. It all starts on Monday. Evan Infersteiny with Daryl the Guru Johnson. We're back after this, sponsored by LifeSource Water Systems.
Business owners know every missed call is money left on the table. For $15 a month, get a dedicated business number with OpenPhone. You can manage calls, assign conversations, send auto replies, and skip voicemail with OpenPhone's AI agent that captures leads 24/7. Join over 60,000 businesses using OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. They'll even port your existing numbers for free. openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls. No missed customers.